So this morning I will bring some more element for our practice of meditation. As I have mentioned yesterday, it is not a technique. Something that we need to learn how to do. But it is an attitude. Not so much about doing, but about being. Being at every instant. And that does not require any doing. Just being here, resting within any experience that is arising. But this is very uncommon for us. Usually we always need to do something to such an extent that when we suggest that we just stay resting in the experience itself and just being, people ask how to do it. And it makes sense, we understand. Usually we need to know how to do it. In daily life we are constantly doing things. Running or making sport to stay healthy or fit or to enjoy it. And when people are doing nothing, it's usually resting because they are so exhausted. So it's again a way to be able to do more later. Even in this resting, there's some distraction. So it seems that we always bring some kind of activity. Always like a machine doing always something. So in meditation, when we try to open to another dimension of ourselves, the dimension of being, as we are not moving very much in our meditation sitting, so there is not much activity, at least from the outside, then we bring some inner activity, planning, thinking, and so just to keep busy and to spend time. Because it seems so strange not to do anything in particular. So for most of us it's quite challenging, this way of being present in the experience. Again, something we don't know how to do it, because we're not so used just of being present. So it is skillful to bring some slight activity so that slowly this very small activity help us to discover this dimension of just being present. The link from our ordinary attitude to the attitude of meditation. So this slight activity can be in having as an intention to feel some area in the body, to feel the way one is breathing or the life manifesting in the chest or in the abdomen. So a very slight activity so that we can be in touch with what's happening right now. To discover that which is already here, not to bring peacefulness if there is agitation, because then we are trying to do something or to be aware of something which is not present. But to feel how life is manifesting now, in the way I'm breathing, in the chest, in the abdomen, or maybe it just in the way I'm sitting. But that's a way to help us to be here at every instant. It is not an aim in itself. That I should be able to concentrate more. Although it has some richness in the way that one learns to settle the mind. Yet it is in this way of being present with any experience at every instant that we'll discover that vipassana, this clear seeing can arise. In this way of being open to what's happening right now. So you may choose, or maybe you have chosen already some area, feeling the breathing in the abdomen, in the chest, or maybe the whole of the body, or maybe feeling the sensation in the hands or arms, just as a way to be in touch with something that's happening every instant. There is a whole field of experience, so we just try to, we choose one or two, and then we can connect with that, so we can start to be with this experience in a gentle way, without forcing, but with sensitivity and gentleness. So what do I feel now? What is it that I'm experiencing right now? I can feel that I exist also physically. I can feel that. Not imagination, it's direct experience. And this way I feel that I am existing physically may be clearer or stronger in some area. So to be in touch with that, not just recognizing, oh yes, I feel something in the chest or in the abdomen. And that's it, so I've done my job now, what next? But to feel it with more intimacy. What is it really that I'm experiencing there? You don't need to ask all those questions, although you may at time. But to be clear, to feel clearly, to feel the life expressing within ourselves at every instant. Not so important this sensation or that sensation, but to be aware, to be alive through those sensations. And if at time you get lost in thoughts about the past or the future, those are not mistakes of the human behavior. They are a possibility. It's important to have this possibility, to have this capacity. Nothing wrong with that. But it's more difficult to be present with that. So we recognize thinking or memories. That's what's happening for me now, thinking, remembering, planning. That's okay. But it's not so clear, then you can feel again the physical presence, presence of the body. But don't see any experience as an obstacle, don't see any experience as a problem. Some are just less clear, it's more difficult to be present, but as the practice unfolds, we'll be able to be present in any type of experience, in memories, in thoughts, emotions, mental state like sleepiness or calmness. No experience is a mistake. No aspect of our life is a mistake. Yet we like to rest on a physical sensation as something more simple, clearer, to start with. Not just to recognize, but to feel. So practice with gentleness, with lightness, yet with continuity.